I told you that the global stock market indices, this is collectively, have reached new all-time highs off the back of what's taking place in the French politics, but also then it's sort of, if you like, flowed over into the stock markets. David Buick, our good friend from London, from Panmure Gordon, is on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, David.
Morning, Ross. Morning to you, and happy and poor and sad commiserations for Anzac Day. Anyway, we're all thinking of you.
Thank you so much. Could you just explain the stock market? There is almost euphoria coming out of France as a result of the election results over the weekend and in regards to the expectations of the next French president, Emmanuel Macron.
Well, we've had a bit of compendium of news in the last fortnight. There was quite a strong feeling that Marine Le Pen would do pretty well in the original, or as I should say, the first round of the presidential election. It appears now that because the press has really suppressed any support for Madame Le Pen, that Macron is more or less a nailed-on certainty. So there has been a relief rally, and it was colossal yesterday. I mean, the CAC 40, which I know is only 40 stocks, was up 4.1%. The German DAX, 30 stocks, was up 3.1%. And the FTSE was up 2%. Mm. And these were very serious rallies. But what, of course, I've forgotten or didn't take into account, because I was astonished by the magnitude of the rally, is the fact that the European indices had drifted by about between 2.5% and 4% in the last 2.5 weeks. So they really were only getting back to the levels where they were. And since then, of course, as you so rightly say, they've cracked on. On the same basis, President Trump has been having a terrible time with his legislation program. And also, we've had this geopolitical problems of not only Syria, but also North Korea. Now, I'm not saying they've gone away, Ross, but they've abated. And there is a feeling today, that either today or tomorrow, that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin will actually come up with a plausible tax cut on a corporation basis over the next 2 years. Because it's about time Mr. Trump won something, because we've paid a huge price for expectation for the U.S. stock market, something like 18% since the 8th of November. And if you're not actually going to deliver anything, there's nothing out there to say that the quality of earnings, which are actually not bad at all, they're up about an average of 11%, is enough to sustain markets at these levels. But the fact that the risk factor in terms of fear has abated has really given markets a tremendous fillip. Now, my thoughts are the FTSE is only up 12 points today. The CAC, I think, is up a couple, and the DAX is just below the pencil line. So I think we're just digesting the news and waiting for something very positive to push on from there. But there's a feeling here, and whether it's right or not, that we could be heading on a little bit. I have my doubt, because I think we're looking over our shoulders to North America all the time, Ross. And President Trump, you know, we need reality now, kind sir. We've done enough dreaming.
Yes, exactly. And of course, it's going to be in the next day or so that we shall see those plans from President Trump and whether he can get it through his Congress. From Panmure Gordon, great analysis of the European stock markets always for us. David Buick, we appreciate your time.
Great pleasure, Ross. See you soon.
Yeah, always terrific with his time on the program, David. But one final thing to finish off, and that is Marine Le Pen, we spoke about there, the leader of the National Front Party, has today quit that party as a result of her now wishing to run the presidential race. So that's the latest piece of news coming out of France. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with more money news.